So I woke as you did on Tuesday morning. Got up a little bit late because it was my day off. Got out with the dog and was walking up the road and just round the corner and bumped into a neighbour cleaning his camper van. We stopped to talk for a moment and he said, "Have you heard the news?" Of course, the news, I hadn't heard the news, I hadn't switched the news on, but the news was all about Belgium. It was all about the airport and the metro station at Melbik. So far, 31 people have been killed in that horrific, dark moment. Over 300 injured, some still at this moment fighting for their lives. And across the world, and you probably remember where you were at that particular moment just a few days ago, when you heard the news of another difficult, dark day. Of course, in history, there are many dark days, aren't there? They're horrific days. Many of us will remember those times where we were, at particular moments when we heard the news. And we cried out, perhaps, to God, it shouldn't be like this. The Twin Towers, perhaps. The war in Iraq. The war in Kosovo. For some others, perhaps, it's the thoughts of the Second or the First World Wars. But maybe there are other moments in history where you thought, this is a dark day in the life of the world. These days are difficult to comprehend. And you sometimes wonder, can the darkness ever get darker? Of course, there are other days as well that they don't hit the history books. But there are moments in our own lives which we would consider days of darkness. Perhaps moments of getting that news of a sickness that we carry. A moment when family or relationship broke down. A moment when violence was poured out upon you. Or maybe something that you've lost in terms of job or home or even the loss of a loved one. Such days seem endless and hard to perceive, that the light of life might shine once again in the midst of those days. But of course, today we gather to remember the darkest day of all. That Luke's gospel calls this a dark day. Jesus actually himself says, this is a dark moment. He says, but this is your hour when darkness reigns. Luke also records for us that actually physically the day was dark, certainly for 3 hours. It was the sixth hour and darkness came upon the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining. In this darkest day, and this was the darkest day, we see darkness in its depth and we see it in its breadth. We see it in its depths in terms of its historical moment, that the darkness that was thrown on Jesus was horrific. Social, emotional, physical, in every way possible. Jesus had to face the betrayal of a friend, the desertion of his close followers, those that he had lived for 3 years with, the denial of his probably closest friend, Peter, as Jesus watched him say, "I do not know this man." He faced a trial that should never have taken place by the Jews and faced deceit after deceit after deceit, accusation against his innocence and perfection. Of course, he then faced the weakness of Pilate, who declares 5 times in Scripture that this man, Jesus, is innocent. And yet allowed horrific violence to be paid out upon him. And what can we say of the cruelty of crucifixion? Only that the Romans hated it so much that no Roman citizen would ever be placed upon a cross. It was the scandal, the worst scandal of all. It was darkness in its greatest depth. But also this darkness was darkness in its breadth. As Christ reached out to have his nails pinned to the cross, there was something historic that was massive taking place. The act of darkness took on the darkness in its fullness. From the very beginning to the very end of time, from the sins of Adam and Eve through to their children, the murder of Abel by his brother Cain, the unrighteousness of Noah and his generation, all the way through from generation to generation, the sins of Israel, the sins of Babylon, Assyria, Persia, Rome, east and west, north and south, even, yes, the sins of the church, lay on him at that moment, in all its forms and all its guises. Deceit, lust, selfishness, abuse, greed, unforgiveness, rejection, rage, murder, sickness, addiction, natural disasters, war, and even death were laid upon him. Actually, evil goes even further than that in terms of breadth. It even goes into the very spiritual realms where battles take place, because Paul reminds us that our battle is against the powers of this dark world and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Jesus, in this darkest moment, this dark day, takes on the darkness completely and utterly. He enters in. He is engulfed in darkness and sin for you and for I have to remind myself as I approach Easter, as I guess many clergy do, to get excited about Easter. It's very easy to be so familiar with the story, to visit it every so often and preach on it regularly, that we're in danger of actually, in the trying to remember, forgetting what it's all about and not appreciating the significance of this incredible dark day. This is the day of the Lord's crucifixion. It can be described as the darkest day of all because of all darkness culminates upon his death. He took it upon himself in all forms because he will defeat it once and for all. When Karina told me of her plan, her thoughts about the service and snuffing out all these candles, at first I thought, don't snuff them all out. Leave one candle burning, a flickering flame, so there is some hope. But actually, the gospel message is this, that Jesus allowed himself to be completely snuffed out for the sake of us, to enter into the very darkest place, so that this dark day may be a glorious day for you and I. Jesus immersed himself in the fullness of darkness, and as he does so, he shows us what pure divine love truly is. In his death, we see perfection and completeness, trusting that in his death, darkness is eradicated forevermore. He defeats darkness by entering into darkness instead, so that we might see the true light of the world. So that John's vision in Revelation 22 will become true. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the Lamb is its lamp. We're going to